17, day 857. Okay, not really. It's been about 6 weeks, but I don't know. Sometimes it feels like it's only been a long 4 day weekend, and other times it does feel like it's coming up on 850 something days. You know, I feel in the time has been quite interesting. And, you know, sitting back and realizing that I guess we don't really need to be running as fast as we were to survive. I'm wondering how this shakes out on the other side. Is there a global shift in humanity, or do we go right back to working to make ends meet so we can consume goods and keep up with the Joneses? Not really sure how it's going to shake out at this point, but we shall see. Anyway, I was talking with somebody online about false self and, you know, what that is and how we come to it and how we can overcome it and start living our more authentic self. When your children, our survival, our life depends on our source figures, the people who are raising us. And we instinctively know that we are helpless without them. So when we do something that upsets them, that triggers them, that produces, you know, physical abuse, mental abuse, abandonment, psychological abuse, we instinctively know not to go there anymore. And we find the things that make us lovable to them, and we gravitate towards that, and we cut off those other parts of ourselves because we're not rewarded, we're punished for them. So we adapt this falsehood to survive. And this happens so early on, you know, before logical thought is even present within us. And over the years, we continue in that role, because when we're outside of that role, we can't handle those feelings. We couldn't handle them when we were younger. Those feelings have felt like death to us, because without our source figures, we would die. If there was nobody to keep us warm, to feed us, to take care of us, we didn't have the ability to do it ourselves. So we are so dependent on them that we would do anything to please them. And the more narcissistic, the more abusive your source figures are, the more polarized we become to become nice guy people pleasers, because that's how we feel is the only way we could have survived. And we think this is who we are, and we think this is our identity. Most of us were not allowed to have sadness. We're not allowed to have anger. We were trophy children. And we were there to take away our source figure's pain and shame. And we had to become shining stars. So instead of looking at their inadequacies, people looked at their children. And the parents took all the credit. So if they're taking credit for who you are, you obviously cannot be anything but happy and nice and productive and get ahead in this world. You can't be a misery and sad and angry and rude and disrespectful. You have no boundaries for those things. You have no protection. If you don't have your anger, you don't have any protection. So we had to give our protection up. We had to give up our authenticity. We had to give up who we were to survive. And it is ingrained in us. Trying to break these roles, these false selves that we've adopted, is one of the most painful things we are going to go through doing this work. Because our body remembers the fear and the terror of the anger and abandonment that we had felt when we were just being us. It disturbed the giants who were taking care of us. I struggle a lot with judgment. I struggle a lot with anger and sadness. It doesn't, those emotions do not feel okay within me. When I feel them, I feel shamed and worthless and useless. And I've spent my life staying away from them. And I've used substances and activities and, you know, work and trying to acquire things and get ahead and make money. And I tried to surround myself with as much as I could to fit that role, to cover up the shame I was carrying, the shame of others that was put into me. Abuse is the transfer of shame. When somebody is shameful and you trigger their shame, they are going to transfer it to you so that they no longer have to carry it. And we carry that shame. We don't feel like we make mistakes. We feel like we are mistakes. It is a core level emotion. Peeling away layers to get down to that original pain, that core of our being. It's a cycle. It's, you peel away a layer, you have this moment of clarity where something clicks and you understand where the fear is and why you have been living this destructive pattern. And once you understand what it is, it's easier to fix. It's the not knowing the next layer and the next layer and the next layer. We can't start at the core. We have to slowly peel back the protection we have built of the false self. Usually starts with getting away from your addictions, putting down the drink, putting down the drugs, the sex, the work, whatever it was that you used to cover up and mask that shame. Look how great I am over here. Look at all these great things I'm doing. Look how wonderful I am. I'm productive. I'm successful. I'm nice. I'm this. I'm that. All not to look at the other parts of us, those dark parts, the parts that weren't loved and accepted. We need to incorporate those parts back into our being to be whole and not run from them anymore. It is so difficult. Those feelings feel like death to me. To feel them feels like I'm going to die. So I keep as far away from it as possible. I can't experience it all at once. So we have to do this in stages or layers. The pattern for me is, after I unpeel a layer, I feel good. I feel light. There's a new perspective, a new clarity. There's optimism. There's hope. And I sit with that for a while and I live that and it feels good. And then slowly I start to feel a little discomfort arise. And that's the next layer that's coming from my subconscious to my conscious. And it slowly builds and it gets louder and it gets louder. And in my youth, I would run from that. I would do anything to push it down and bury it because it just felt unlivable. Unlivable to feel it. Now when it comes up, I know sooner or later I'm going to have to deal with whatever is arising within me. Not mood alter it, not drink it away, not drug it away, not don't do anything to push it away or distract me from it. I'm still learning that it's okay to have sadness. It is not easy sitting here and speaking this side of me. When my whole life, all I did was pretend that I was okay and I was happy and everything was all right. This is part of coming out of hiding, telling a story, showing that you are not perfect, you are not happy. My life isn't a movie or a TV show. It's real and it's painful. and pretending that that doesn't exist just to please others around you will just keep you in unhappiness, because sooner or later, you're going to get tired of playing that role. You're not going to have the energy to do it. But you don't know who you are, and you don't trust yourself outside of those rules that were built for you. So you question everything. Is this okay? Am I okay? This doesn't feel right. Nobody's going to like me. Nobody's going to love me. Nobody's going to want to be with me if I am not in my role, because that was our first primary relationship, and first impressions last a lifetime. We have to realize that we don't have to play this role. We don't have to please anybody but ourselves anymore. We have to find the truth of ourselves, and we have to incorporate all of the darkness that we have cut off. And it is painful. It's extremely painful. And it is scary. Not trusting yourself, not trusting your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts, and your decisions is frightening. How do you get away from that? You don't. You have to experience it, absorb it, and incorporate it back into your being. The longer we keep pushing it away, the louder and more powerful it gets. And I should have shut my phone off because I'm getting a call. Sorry about that. Kind of a loss of momentum. Now, where was I? I guess the bottom line is we have to undo that false self. We have to peel away the layers. We have to feel the feelings that we fear and sit with them and let them come out of us instead of pushing them down, pushing them away, cutting them off. It's all fear. It all comes down to fear. And the only way I know to get over the fear is to sit with it and let it dissipate out, to teach myself that I am strong enough and I am capable enough to handle feeling what I've avoided feeling my entire life. I wish it was quicker. I wish it was easier. I wish there was a magic pill. There just isn't. And for some of us, we're not strong enough to have a lot of people around us while we're doing it, until we can build up the strength and build up better boundaries. We may have to do a lot of this alone, which doesn't make it any easier emotionally. But nobody can take your fear and your pain away except you. So accept your reality. Don't blame. This is where you are. And you're the only one that can get you where you want to be. Thanks. Have a great day. Be safe.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right. Take care.